Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's Jeff here once again for the Freedom Nation podcast. And on today's show, I've got Debbie DeKnight. Debbie is a tax professional, a bookkeeping professional, and she is what's called a profit first professional. I've talked about profit first with you a little bit on the show occasionally over the years. I am a huge believer in Mike Michalowicz and his books. So we're actually talking to somebody who puts the rubber to the road and actually works with businesses to do this. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on in just one second. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Debbie, how are you, my friend?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Glad to have you on the show today. Looking forward to having a robust discussion about how you build a profitable business. So first off, talk to us a little bit about your story. How did you get started? How did you get to this point?
So I actually started my business 8 years ago. I had always worked for other companies, helped run multi-million dollar companies for them, never once had a job that gave me a 401k or anything. It was just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I had wanted my own business for a long time, but it's scary.
Sure.
I mean, you think about it and then you put it aside because you're like, no, such a big step. And what would I do? And how would I do it? But at that time, my mom had gone into the hospital for knee surgery and she got MRSA.
Oh, man.
And she was in there for weeks. It was really to the point where even the infectious disease person was having trouble trying to get this under control. And we were all thinking this could be it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to be at the hospital, but I have to be at work. Mm-hmm. Not only, you know, do I have to be there, I have to have the money.
Yeah.
I need the income. I can't sit here at her bedside for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, like I want to do.
The most horrible choice you have to make in the world.
I can't do this again.
Yeah.
I had done that with my grandmother when she passed, and I had to be at work, and I missed being there. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I've got to take control of my own future. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of sucked it up, and I'm like, okay. Let's start making a plan. Now, it took months to try and figure out what I was going to do and what I needed to make and how it was going to look and how was I going to advertise and stuff. And no matter how much I thought I was going to throw up, I went in, I quit, and I started my business.
That's awesome. Now, were you in bookkeeping or accounting before, or was this something new?
Oh, yeah. I've been in that field for over 30 years now. I've done purchasing for big companies, anything I have done over the years. It turns out the better you are at something, the more work they give you.
Of course. Amazing how that happened.
You know, so I was managing warehouses and all kinds of things throughout the years, but still not a dollar in 401k.
Nope.
And I'm like, Alzheimer's runs in my family.
Really?
I know I'm going to have to take care of my parents in the future. It's not something I want to leave to my brother to do. And I know at some point I'm going to need extra care. And if I don't make this move now, it's going to be too late to ever make it. So I just jumped in. I had a real scary first couple of years.
Yes, survived.
You know, but yeah, I survived. And now we've moved where we've always wanted to go. We've moved my parents with us.
Good.
And I make them dinner every night. They live next door. I take them to their doctor appointments. I have the time and the financial freedom to be able to do that.
That is
awesome.
And
I'm building my retirement.
That is awesome. What is success when it comes to your business and that retirement? What is that success going to look like for you?
My long-term goal is to sell my business and use that money as my retirement money. I'm actually hoping that my accounting manager might purchase the business. I want to be the employer that I never had. I want to give people a job where family comes first, where, yeah, sure, do what you need to do, make up the time when you can. You have a doctor appointment? Okay, see when you get back.
We don't work 8 to 5 here, just figure it out, work around it, and get the work done.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
And I just wanted to have more of a family feeling in the business. And I think we've done that really well. And it allows me to have confidence in the people that I'm working with and trust. And it's been a beautiful thing. I want to grow. I have another 10 years before I retire or even think about it. So I have a lot of growth on the horizon. I want to employ many more people, give them a great job that allows them the freedom that I never had.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Fantastic. Now, do you guys work more in person? Do you do more virtual?
So everything we do is virtual. Okay. Whether it's the bookkeeping, Profit First coaching, mm-hmm. or fractional CFO services.
Got it. Cool. So tell us a little bit about your business. I mean, well, you just kind of did there, but tell us a little bit about, you know, how you do what you do at that point, and a little bit about Profit First. Share that with the audience from your perspective.
So my main goal is to help business owners who have good revenue coming into their business, but their bank account's telling them a different story. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to help them clean up the chaos, take control of their numbers, and bake profit into the way that they do business so that they can attain the same things that I'm attaining. Because mm-hmm. I don't care. Small business owners are the hardest working people that there are. Mm-hmm. I mean, blood, sweat, tears, literal tears, mm-hmm. I will tell you, I have shed over this business.
Been there, done that. Yep.
And I mean, we deserve to have the help that we need to succeed. Mm-hmm. And when you're a small business, a lot of people don't want to help you. Yeah. You know, you're just not a big enough client. You're not getting built out enough in revenue and stuff. And I mean, I get it. I see both sides of it. But that's why we've created some resources for businesses that are too small to work with us one-on-one, mm-hmm. to still give them the help that they need, cool. to get to the point where they can work with us one-on-one. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what you do there. That's intriguing to me.
So what I did is I created a online self-paced Profit First course, okay. where I took a lot of the items that we talk about in one-on-one coaching and built them in there with worksheets, resources, and videos. So after they've read the book and they're like, okay, well, this sounds great, but how do I really implement, mm-hmm. or how does this part really work? It's answered in the course.
Okay.
And they can take their time going through the course. There's a beginning, there's an end, there's a certification of completion,
okay.
and everything in there. There's quizzes. I don't let you off easy. Mm-hmm. I want you to learn the material.
Yeah.
But for the price of essentially a session with me, you can do it on your own. and it will help the smaller businesses get on the right path so they can start keeping more of that profit and get to the point where they can have one-on-one guidance if they want.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Now, do you still work with it? So in your business, are you just strictly doing bookkeeping and virtual CFO stuff then, or do you do tax work at all? Or
we don't do any tax work, but we will do any combination of bookkeeping, profit first, and strategic or fractional CFO.
Nice. Now, on the fractional CFO side, tell us a little bit about that business and what you do, what services you provide under fractional CFO.
So that is actually a new service that we started providing just these last couple of months.
Okay.
Because it works so well hand in hand with Profit First.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the other half of Profit First. So we're building out budgets and rolling cash flow, and we're really digging deep into everything financial in the business, from turning around and how efficient are your technicians to what's going on with your truck stock. You know, are your inventory numbers really high and they shouldn't be high? Where are you bleeding money? And we just really start to tear that apart because there are so many ways a business can bleed money.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, most of them don't really understand that. And you typically work with mostly contractors, correct?
Yes. Pretty much the trades and the service industries.
Okay. Okay, cool. So if you, you know, if you were to advise a small business owner, where do they get started? You know, I mean, if you, if you're coming in and you're saying, all right, we're going to, you're bringing me in, where do they get started with you?
So the first thing we start to do is we look at their books. Because if you've got bad books, we've got bad numbers that we're going to be making financial decisions based on. So we make sure that their books are in order. They could be using somebody else for the books and they're using us for fractional CFO, and that's fine. Then we would work with them what needs to be cleaned up in the books. In the meantime, we start opening up our bank accounts. We start making sure that the income is going into the income account and nowhere else, and that all of the expenses are coming out of the OPEX account. That takes most businesses a little bit of time because they've got to take all of their subscriptions and stuff, change everything over, and hopefully by then their books are ready. Then we start to dive in. What do we see? What's missing? Are we categorizing things correctly? Because the key to a good P&L for Profit First is to highly categorize your items. And most people and most bookkeepers don't do that.
No.
So we just see a big number, insurance, $16,000 this year. What insurance?
Yeah.
Was that workman's comp? Was that liability? You know, was that vehicle insurance? What was it?
Yeah. It's just insurance.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times it's just put in these lump sums like it would go on to a tax return. But we're a business owner. We're not the IRS. We need to see clarity in our numbers. So that's really where we start, and everything builds upon that clarity.
Perfect. Love this. So typical business, let's assume we're our usual typical business. How long does it really take before, you know, for you to kind of twist things around and then they start seeing their first profit distributions once a quarter? Because that's the big thing. I mean, for me, that was the coolest thing ever when I rolled to the end of a quarter and I'm like, okay, I made money. I mean, I made a paycheck. But then every quarter since that time period, I've gotten a larger and a larger and a larger profit distribution. Tell me a little bit about that process. Typically, when do they see that?
So we always see some sort of profit distribution the first, after the first quarter they're working with us. we might only be putting a small amount, maybe 1% yep. into their profit account at that point. But they have profit to pull. Mm-hmm. They might just go out to dinner with their family, a nice dinner, yep. and that's it. But they need some sort of reward. We mm-hmm. all do.
Yep.
We work hard, and we tend to gloss over our achievements. Uh-huh. But we need to celebrate them. So we're looking at the tax account. Hey, guess what? You now have some money to turn around and pay for your taxes. Look, we've been able to turn around and put money away to pay your payroll every time you run it. And you haven't had to worry because that money has been there before you need to run payroll. We're looking at all kinds of different changes in the business. And it's really a matter of two things, which is cutting expenses and then increasing the profitability of the revenue you are getting now. A lot of times businesses think that somehow there's this magic that's going to happen when you get to this certain amount of revenue. Your problems are going to go away. All of a sudden, the money is going to show up in your bank accounts. And voila, mm-hmm. you know, everything's solved. And it doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, we've got to turn around and solve the problems now, here, today. And as you grow and you do things in a proper manner, that's when the growth really makes a difference mm-hmm. because it's got profit baked into it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just fantastic. Well, like I said, and I mean, it's funny. Like you said, even with the tax account, you know, at the end of the year, typically, I mean, I put enough into my tax account that at the end of the year, I don't personally pay taxes ever. My business pays for my taxes, even on my personal tax. My business pays for my taxes and all that at the end of the year. So I never have that shocked. You know, I do my own taxes, of course. So, you know, there should be no shock there. If it is, there's a problem. But there's no scrambling around for money trying to figure this out. There's no scrambling around for payroll of, oh, crap, you know, it's, you know, cash flow craziness and everything else. It's all there and it's available, you know, right from that very point. So yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's just a magical system that's pretty dang simple overall. It's shocking to me though, you know, I mean, in our business, we do profit first, even though I'm not a profit first professional, but I won't work with another bookkeeper. I mean, you have to work with us because I just find that most bookkeepers are too lazy to do the profit first stuff.
Or they want to charge you a absurd amount of money to turn yep. around and do that. They're like, well, you have 9 bank accounts, so I want an extra $250 a month.
Why?
But, you know, 6 of those bank accounts only have transactions going in and out twice a month.
Yeah.
You know,
why do you
they
need
just
all
don't
this
understand.
Extra? Yeah. Well, but I have to do these, you know, corresponding transactions. So
it's a transfer. It's not difficult.
Yeah, just do it.
I mean, I could actually train my husband to do a transfer. Mm-hmm. And that's something because he gets confused between text and email still after 20 years.
Well, and I mean, with QuickBooks today, I mean, it's all AI built into it. I mean, you basically can train QuickBooks to go, oh, okay, you do this twice a month. Okay, is this what you want? Yes, click done, and go from there. So yeah, I just, like I said, I can't see the reason not to, but there's a reason why y'all exist and are out there. So what, I mean, the CFO stuff is really new for you. Anything else on the new side that you're bringing out in your business this year?
We have implemented reach reporting
okay.
for all of our clients.
Explain to me what that is.
Reach reporting is this fabulous software that connects to QBO mm-hmm. And it lets you create whatever kind of reports you want.
Okay.
It lets you do rolling cash flow forecasts. It makes everything so simple. Mm-hmm. And you can use charts and graphs and all different ways to see information. So when we put together reports, we'll have a report and we'll have several pages to it because we're going to show the same information in a couple of different ways. Okay. 'Cause everybody, you know, interprets stuff differently. Some people, mm-hmm. oh, the graphs make sense. And some people, well, no, I want it written out, or no, I want to see it this way. And it gives us the flexibility of working with each individual client mm-hmm. in a way that makes sense for them. And we can get so much more information than what QuickBooks will give you in reports.
Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. So now I have to go look that up after this. So yeah, because I mean, and especially with you shifting into that virtual CFO role, I mean, you need that extra reporting to be able to provide, you know, a better service from that perspective, I'm assuming. Awesome. Well, let's transition into the fast five questions now.
Oh, okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. So you wake up in the morning, business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, a laptop computer. A place to live, food and clothing. What do you do first?
Cry. Honestly, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
I'd get my emotions out.
Yep.
I'd make my favorite cake and probably eat half of it.
It's okay.
And then pick myself up by my bootstraps, grab my journal that I use all the time, and sit outside or sit in my favorite chair and start to strategize what I can do.
Yeah.
I have found that sometimes I need that emotional release and I need to get my feelings out so that then I can go into what needs to be done with a clearer mind. Because
the emotions,
you know, we're not robots.
The emotions are the stronger part of it anyhow. So you got to get that out of the way, because if you're carrying that baggage with you, you can't think rationally at all.
Yeah, we're not robots, we're humans, and sometimes we just have to feel it, indulge for a minute, and then pick ourselves back up. So I work on like taking social media marketing that's working, and I probably quadruple what I'm doing in social media. I'd book myself on a lot of podcasts. I'd attend networking events in my area. I would find ways to reach out to people in my community, you know, through various different posts or attending events and just, hi, I'm Debbie. Who are you? What do you do? Oh, this is what I do. And just start being out there, which is kind of what I'm doing now, because we moved from Illinois to Georgia. So.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm down here now, and
yeah,
you're
in a whole new world, and yeah, exactly. I mean, you still have your old clients, I'm assuming, but yeah, you've got a new world you got to build down there.
Yep. So we're kind of in that sending out stage. I've started implementing some of Mike's Get Different book.
Yeah,
actually, and I'm sending out some postcards. To the businesses here in Georgia, plumbing companies.
Yeah.
I've got a 6 postcard series that I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
I am not good at marketing, but I think I really hit it with this one. So I try to start coming up with some ways that are cost effective.
Sure.
To start reaching out to people. It's all a numbers game. That's all it is. And that was a hard lesson to learn.
Sure. Well, but it's also a game. I think what most people don't do is they'll do something like that, but they don't really track their results very well. So they don't know what's working or, you know, what the cost is. You know, people do Facebook ads and then they don't analyze the data. And that drives me insane. You know, or you try and implement SEO on your website and you don't track the data. And it's like, okay, if you don't track the data, you're not going to know, okay, is this working? If it is it cost effective? Did I get one client, but I spent $4,000 to get one client and it's going to take me, you know, 3 years to make up for that? You know, it's all that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very much into tracking all of that.
Okay. So next question. What's your biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Yeah. I've made so many.
Pick one.
I would say that if something was uncomfortable, if something was something that scared me or I didn't think I could do well, that I would avoid it.
Okay.
And I think I held myself back. I held back the growth of my business. A couple of years ago, I made my theme for the year, screw it, just do it.
That is actually my favorite phrase. My favorite phrase and my favorite book ever. Do you know where that term came from?
No.
That's Virgin, oh God. Jesus, my brain just completely shut off. But the founder of Virgin, that's their company motto is screw it, just do it. And he wrote a wonderful book on it. I mean, it's like 85 pages, but it's probably one of my favorite business books of all time.
Anything that came up that was an opportunity, anything I could think of for marketing, networking, anything for services, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter how uncomfortable or how much I didn't want to.
Yep.
I would reward myself for doing it.
Uh-huh.
I like little pieces of candy. So I'm like, okay, I did this. Mm-hmm. So now I get my little bite-sized piece of this. And I would reward myself and it would help me to do those items.
That's awesome.
And I would keep a list of what I had done. And after about 3 months, I'm like, well, Al, this wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. And it became easier to do things that were uncomfortable. And now I live in the uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is where I've seen the growth, not just personally, but for my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just my own worst enemy there for years. Yeah.
But it's in doing the uncomfortable things that's where the real rewards are, is in the uncomfortable areas. So you got to make yourself a little uncomfortable. But I love your process of, okay, I'll make myself uncomfortable, but then I get a little reward. It's not like I'm going on a big shopping spree or something like that. I mean, you're giving yourself a little piece of candy to just reward you for doing your thing. So I love it.
I've got my little Milky Way here for after the podcast.
Well, hopefully this wasn't like so messed up that you have to drink. Yeah.
No.
It's just your reward.
but I am more of a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the podcasts aren't as difficult now as they were a year ago, I still give myself the opportunity that if I want it, I can have it, because I still did something that wasn't natural for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you reward yourself for it. Milky Way, enjoy the Milky Way. Okay, what's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
Profit First.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to read Profit First. If you have not read it, read it. Yep. You don't have to get somebody to help you. There's enough in there that you can start to implement on your own.
Yep.
I think every single small business owner has that as a must read.
Yep. I totally agree. I mean, it is. And if you're thinking about becoming a business owner, if you are, you know, have been a business owner forever, or if you're, you know, just really getting started, you need to read it and you need to understand it. It's not hard to understand. And what I would suggest is get a business or get another business friend of yours and become accountability partners for each other. Share your books with each other and your reports, and then beat each other up for not following the profit first stuff.
We do something in Profit First, and they're called pods. Mm-hmm. And we get together as business owners in a small group, and we meet every other week, and we hold each other accountable for what we said that we were going to do.
Nice.
And if you didn't do it, we're going to hold your feet to the fire as to why.
Yeah.
And it better be a really good reason. And that helps you to grow so much, because you can't just put things off. You've got to get it done, because if you don't, somebody's going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
Now, so it's really helpful.
Is that just in the Profit First community, or are you doing that with multiple business owners?
So people who work with me one-on-one, we already have that going on.
Yep.
But I mean, I do it for myself.
Yeah.
You know, even after 8 years, I'm part of a couple of different groups. Where we're working on a project together. We've all got the same goal, where, you know, it becomes a collaborative effort. So whether it's family or a spouse or somebody that you have as a friend who owns a business, it's a great idea to reach out. Being a business owner can be lonely. And I don't think people realize that when they first start.
It is
so different than being an employee and the responsibilities and the things that you have to do. Makes it so you really don't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah.
Anybody to bounce ideas off of, anybody to give you the other side of what you're thinking of doing and say, whoa, buddy, have you thought about it this way?
Yeah.
You know, before you spend that $1,000 on marketing, or I've tried that, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Try this instead. So we as a community need to lean into each other and help support each other.
Well, it's what I've told people all along, you know, when I've worked with clients, when I talk about it on the podcast, the most important thing as a business owner is you've got to get a community of other business owners around you. You need to find a mentor. You need to get a community of business owners around you. And you also need to mentor people that are coming up, for the simple fact of realizing that your life doesn't suck near as bad as theirs does. So it gives you a little joy to realize that you made it farther than they did, and you're helping pull them along a little bit too.
Yeah, I believe what you put out there is what you get back. And if you're looking for someone to help you, you should be willing to help somebody else in exchange for that.
Love it. All right. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
A lot of the tools we use are really meant for someone in the accounting space.
Sure.
But I would say non-accounting wise, I'd say Trello.
Yep.
I love my Trello boards. I am a list-making control freak. I think, you know, a lot of us that are in the accounting industry, that's just, we're very logical, and and that's the way we are.
Yep.
And Trello helps me to keep track of everything. It integrates with my Google Calendar, so I can take to-dos from my Trello board and put them on my Google Calendar, move things around, make notes. I can itemize as far down as I want to on that board with as many steps as I want.
Sure.
And even just to jot down new ideas and have a column just for that, and things that you want to look into, and helping you figure out like processes that need to be changed. Hey, ran into this problem, blah, blah, blah. Look at process. And you put it on the board because your desk is only as good as it is when it's empty and organized. Because I threw away tons of great ideas because I couldn't remember what the hell they were. It was just something sitting on a piece of paper. And I'm like, I know this meant something.
But I don't know what it means.
I've got no idea what it was.
There's no reference.
There's nothing there. You know, so yeah. I think it highly can help you highly organize. Hmm. Even if you're just planning your company.
Sure.
That would be a great way to start outlining how things would look, what you would do, what do I need to put in place? Because you can't, for most people, just say, okay, I'm starting a business tomorrow. Mm. It's months and months worth of prep work and figuring things out and getting processes started and learning softwares and building things out. So it would be a great tool for that. And it's cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, last question. What is your definition of freedom?
Freedom for me is twofold. It is time freedom. It's the ability to work my own schedule, take off when I need to, when I want to, without having anxiety or pressure or the obligation that I used to feel when I worked for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's the ability to take care of my family when they need it, and to be able to financially take care of my family, my parents, and myself in the future without having to rely on things that I wouldn't want to have to rely on.
Mm, absolutely. Well, Debbie, thank you so much for being on today. If somebody wants to connect with you, learn a little bit about what you do, where's the best place to find you?
That would be our website. Yeah. Rightwayprofits.com.
Say that one more time.
Rightwayprofits.com.
Excellent. Okay. So we'll put that in the show notes below. Thank you for being on. Thank you for doing what you do for small business owners, because it is an absolute must and they need it. So thank you very much for spending the time with us today and sharing your stuff that you do.
It was my pleasure.
Excellent. Well, folks, make sure you connect with Debbie, learn a little bit about her. If you don't know much about Profit First, get the book. I will tell you right now, it is probably the best book it's the best business book I've ever read. Just do it. Richard Branson, who I was thinking of, is another wonderful book. Subscribe to the channel. We'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation Podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.